Whatever happened to humility? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. In the past century, it has been replaced with looking out for number one. Americans have become so self-centered, so self-absorbed, that they really see beyond their own needs. Walk the rows of self-help books at the local bookstore and you'll see hundreds of self-help books. And the overwhelming majority are so centered on self that humility and gentleness, patience, and other virtues are left behind. A study by Pellen Keziber at the University of Wisconsin-Madison took a look at all of the books written between 1901 and 2000, and the results are startling. In the last century, there's been a 74% decline in the use of virtuous words in all writing. Words like honesty, compassion, and patience are slowly being removed from our writing. The words humble and humility are down over 43% in that period. If Alfred Lloyd Tennyson is correct, and humility is truly the mother of all virtues, well, where does that leave us as a society, and what can we as Christians do about it? In the past couple of decades, psychologists and social scientists have sought some middle ground. How do we balance our ego with a humble regard for others? What's emerged is the quiet ego. You know, it's perfectly normal to have a healthy sense of self. It can be one of our greatest strengths, but it can also be our greatest enemy. So where does that leave humility? Can we have a healthy ego and still be humble? Can we find the balance? The answer is yes. And the Bible tells us that there are real benefits to being humble. Here are a few. Humility brings wisdom. Too much self-centered thinking brings an unhealthy sense of pride that can become our undoing. Americans love boastful athletes and celebrities only to attack them when they fail, attacking them in disgrace. Humility is the prerequisite for wisdom. Humility brings God's mercy. As we become more successful, holding on to our humility will keep us closer to the Lord. We realize that everything we have is a gift, and our talents and our hard work are also from God. Staying humble in success opens us up to God's grace and mercy. Third, humility brings social benefits. Humble people are less prejudiced, more helpful, have more self-control, and form better relationships. They're better learners, make higher grades, and perform at a higher level on their jobs. Sound good, right? So how do we quiet our egos and find that balance? Here's a few thoughts. First, put God first. There's nothing wrong with a good sense of self, but always remember that all we have and do is ultimately a gift from God. Second, be aware of others around us. Sometimes we get so hung up on our own day-to-day problems that we fail to see or even acknowledge our own family, friends, and coworkers who could use a helpful hand or a strong shoulder to cry on or someone to listen to their story. And third, prayer and meditation. Let's spend some time each day in prayer asking God to calm our ego. Make us more aware of others in our lives. I love the litany of humility and pray it often. If humility is the mother of all virtue, then a quiet ego might be just the key to leading a better life. Maybe one by one, we can change the narrative of the 21st century from a decline in virtues to a more virtuous, joyful, and wisdom-filled life in Christ. Let's hope so. This is Tony Agnese.